Okay, so Shen Pasuk that so first of all, I'm saying now is not shigol different, not so typical what we talk about, but just a machshava I had, so we'll speak it out. So Shen in the Pasuk at the end of the first aliyah, Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koili. So why am I giving merit to Yisrael? Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koili. Vayishmar Mishmarati Mitzvoisai Chukoisai V'Soyroisai. So most of the Shoyim learn it means that he was Mekabel the mitzvahs that he was mitzuveh in, the tzivuyim that he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akeda V'Chulu. But Rashi brings from the Chazal that he was Mekayim the mitzvahs. And the Gemara Numa says on this pasuk, Eikev Asher Shama Avram B'Koili, Hakiyam Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilo Erev Tavshilin. So, Aleph is that it's Bechal Big Mavucha. What is the gears over here? First, what Shaykh is Erev Tavshilin exactly? That's really what I want to talk about. Why are we focusing on Avram Avinu's Mekayim Afilo Erev Tavshilin? So, it's brought down in Sefer Toldos Adam from Zalman Velazin. So he brings down that he thinks that the Goyim told him, and in this Chumash they bring down a whole bunch of different Chasam Sofer. Others bring down basically from the Beis Medrash to the Goyim that the Iker, what Shaykh is Erev Tavshilin, where does that come into the Pasuk? So they say, no, it really was, even though there's a lot of Torah on that, why Erev Tavshilin? And, but really, the Gemara's girsa is really supposed to be Erev Tchumen. It was Ayin Tav, and it was spread out by the printers to be Erev Tavshilin. It's really Erev Tchumen. So Goyin says that's what they bring down over here. So what Shaykh Erev Tchumen? Why? How do you make it any better? So he says because it's a remez because it says Ekev Asher Shama Avram Mikuli, and Tchumen you do with Ekev. You walk. Where are you walking? Where you're not walking? And more than that, that it brings down here. That Rashi Tevis Vayishmar Mishmarti. So yeah, is a mem mitzvoisai. Is another mem chukoisai v'soyroisai. Is if you take Vayishmar as vavyud, so it's Rashi Tevis Tchumim. Okay, fine. Even Alpaim Nam, you mean? Maybe he was Makabi, even Alpaim Mama. I'm saying maybe he was Makabi, even Alpaim Mama. No, the Chorda means the Erev Tchumen. You can't be Ma'arav on the Doraisa. It's the Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is a Chadarabon. And then there's a third gears in the Medrash of Erev Chatzeris. It was Makabi, even Erev Chatzeris. And they're interesting. On this pasuk of Ekev, so I saw in the Baal Turim, so he says that apparently he went with the pasuk Girsan that we have in Erev Tavshilin, and he says that Ekev Asher Shama Avram beGematria Kiyem Af Erev Tavshilin Eruvei Tavshilin. Okay, there's another remez to this that here it says, "Vayishmar Mishpatim Mitzvosai V'Chukaisai V'Soyroisai." Soyroisai, the first vav is Shalim, the second vav is Chaser, and the Mesayr over here says that there's only one other place in the Chumash that it says like that, and that's in Parshas B'Shalach, where it says in the Parsha of Erev Tchumen. So it's Mekosher with Erev Tchumen. Okay, so Mashal was that that. B'chal, so okay, it's Erev. So I was thinking, B'chal, we're learning Erevin. So we have Erev Tchumen, Erev Chatzeris, Erev Tavshin and Zenbeah, but, and like, L'chara, it's a word, Erev, but it's nothing to do one with the other, it's no Shaykhis whatsoever. And it's a separate thing. Here, the Erev is coming to be Matar. This, the Yisrael is not the Erev, the Yisrael is that there's an Isser. The Isser, you're not allowed to go, and then there's an Eitzah, to Achap, to do the Erev. So the Isser by Sechotzer, Erev, Isser to go here, Erev. So, is there a Kesher B'chlal? Like, what's this, what's the idea over here? And what is that? Why is Chazal emphasizing on one way or the other, however, whichever Erev you take it, it's Erev Truman, Erev Tavshilin, Erev Truman. Why is that? Why is Chazal picking it? Especially Shoshana, Minyuma asks this question. What's up is this Derabanan? Of course, Ari says a whole shtickle trying to bring out that we passed in Erev Tavshilin, Avraham Avinu had guests, so it was Atzhoyel. But Lemaisa, what's the, is there a Kesher over here? So I was looking into it on Yom Tif. Because Shaila, if you make Erev Chatzeres and you make Erev Tavshilin, so we paskin that you can make one bracha, a mitzvah's Aaron. When you give the pass, you can be mazaket, and the person will be zoicha and make two brachas. And you make, instead of just Erev Tavshilin, you can also make a bracha on the Erev Chatzeres. So you can make, and it's like not a Klara Din or Bekiveg over there brings a halach, a tshuva. They're handling, maybe it's Enos and Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos, but you're allowed to make it one Nosach, Al Mitzvah Erevin. What's the Shaykhis? Because there's both, because we're using the word Erevin. What's the Shaykhis? And why is this something Chazal took to be so choshev, like this is what Avraham Avinu was Makai? And there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos says, "Bisman shatikin Shlomo Melech Erevin." Doesn't say what Erevin. The Mefarshim says Erev Chatzeres, but it says Erevin. When he was mitzaken Erevin, v'netilas yadayim etzabasko v'amra b'niim chacham libcha. There's a certain inyan of chacham over here, and yismach libi gam ani v'ashiva chorfi davar. Some of the Farshim say that the ratio of the pasuk is talking to Erevin. Benim chacham lepcha yismach libi gamani, and vashiva chorfi davar is referring to Ntiyas Adayim. Some of the Farshim say it splits the pasuk. Okay, but what's the grace of chacham over here? So I was thinking that the pshat. So I was thinking of a certain daher. And I was talking this morning to Rav Aaron Lapiansky about something else. So I asked him about this daher. First I asked him, is there a chibur? Is there a connection? And then I said, this mouse. So I said, oh, okay, so that's what you're saying. So what you mean to say is like this. So like, this is what you're saying. I'll say it the way he said it. And it's better than the way I was saying it. So, but that's the I was thinking this idea. That L'chaira, in these places, is that there's a certain gvul that you're holding in your place and you're not holding in the other place. So you live here, you don't live there, and you also, that's where you are, and the tchum also, your tchum goes till here and it's not till there. Tavshilin also means you only now, the Zman that's holding in front of you is Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. So you can only go so far, you can only cook now for Yom Tov, you can't cook for the next Zman. So what he said it was, is that like the Mefarshim say that on Yom Kippur, there's three Bechinas, there's a Bechina of, in the world, there's a Bechina, I don't mean to get so whatever, but there's a Bechina of Zman, and Makom, and Neshama, in person. So, and Yom Kippur, Mashal, is the most Kaddish Zman, in the most Kaddish place, and the most Kaddish person, the Kohen Gadol, is going into the most Kaddish, so in these two places. So, the idea is that a person, when we're Ma'ariv, what we're saying is a certain bittel of that Mechitza, and a certain bittel of the Hefsik, and you could be in more than one place, you could be above that place. So, I'm Ma'ariv, my bias with your bias. So I'm together. I can be more than one place. I'm not meshubed I can be in two places, and in the makom as well. That my tchum could be bigger, could be a larger place. Especially when, like we learned last month, you can be in both places. And Rashi and the one be right. So you can be marchiv your place. You have one big place. And in the Zman also, you can be Marchev, that you're Mekusher, Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's one Zman, you can start now Misyachis to the larger Zman. So the idea of Erev is, it's an idea that you can lift yourself up above certain types of limitation. There's a limitation, and we can lift yourself above that. So, that's the idea. Now, what's the... just to take it to Lamashal, to this Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Mepharshim say, what was the Erev? I'll say it in this, but already Mepharshim say this, Musid, that by Shlomo HaMelech, so they were happy about Netzios Yadayim and Chacham Libi, that there's a Chacham in Erev, and then there's Ashiv Chorfi Davar and Netzios Yadayim. That the Pshat is that these are two opposite of each other. Because the Erev is the ability to expand. You're not just in one place. You're not just in one Zman. You're not just in where you are. You could be in a lot of places. You could be bigger. It's a way to be Marchiv oneself. So that's Chochmah always. Chochmah is, I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things. And Bina is when you, and then there's ability to define it more. So Chochm Libi is that you can expand a lot. You can go very broad. But then there's a danger always that if you're too broad, so now you're touching a lot of things. You're going all over the place, and you're not mitzumtzum to anything. So the takana, so ashiv chorfi davar netzios yadayim is that there's a oifen kedusha that balances out the inyan of the erev. That's a chayav of pshat. So okay, so maybe what we can explain is that the takana of erev is. What does it have to do? What were Chazal saying that Ekev Hashem Avram Avinu Avram Bekoili? The Pshat is that when a person Avram Avinu understood when a person is what limits a person is the guf. What limits a person is the guf dick a person. So then they're limited to whatever the guf is. What gives a person sheifus? What gives a person to be able to say I'm not limited by limitations that I have? Was a person's shtalim tut to the neshama? Neshama is be'etzim endless. Neshama is be'etzim is infinite. So, if a person is a lowly person, a person is atzel, and the mesiachas to their guf, and they're just, you know, okay, so I do what I can do, I can't do what I can't do, I go where I go, I can't go where I can't go, and whatever. So, that's a guf dika person. So, what's Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu, once a person's in touch with the neshama, so then they can vibrate in zach in every way. In every way possible. That's why a goy is not shaykh to Erev, according to the Shmuz. What shaykh is? A goy, where is he? A goy sitting in his armchair with the remote control and his beer. What else is it? And a screen in front of him. What else does he need? Nothing else that he needs. So it's not shaykh. What's a yid? No, I want to be over there. I'm in next week's parsha. The Yaakov Avinu comes and he says they can't, like Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz says, they can't be Gal Evan, all the people there. And Yaakov Avinu comes and he's able to be Gal Evan Melpia Bear because he's Yichad Lev. He's able to understand the koyach of a person's not limited by his koyches. So what happens in Avram Avinu? So Avram Avinu, Chazal say Noach was Tzarech Sad the Toim Choy, and Avram Avinu is not Tzarech Sad the Toim Choy. So what's the difference? So the pshat is Noach, Pashas was a tviya Noach. Svarni says, Rishayim say Noach was not able to mashpia anybody. So he was nitzel, but not able to mashpia. Pashas, he wasn't able to have a schos even to be matzo's own family. That's what Rishayim say. So Noach was not able to be. So there's a shtickle tain on him. Why did he do that? Because he had to stay where he was. He wasn't able. He was. If he would interact with other people, like the Rambam says in Chazdeus, if he would interact with other people, he would be affected by them. He wasn't able to spread out onto the other people. Avram Avinu, what was his koyach? Avram Avinu was able to spread out onto other people. Avram Avinu was able to be marchev, to be teach, to go. And it's actually it's interesting in the. In Lashon Rambam, he says Avram Avinu went and taught and went and he went out. So that's his bechina of Erev, and that's his bechina of being able to be marchiv, and he's not limited. He can go wherever he is, and wherever he goes, fakir, he's the mashpia. He's able to be mashpia on others. It says Yitzchak, when he went to Yitzchak, he says Yitzchak went and he was maimed his yeshiva to more, sounds like from the Rambam, more to the people came to him. Yitzchak is the other koyach. That the limits that the Yitzchak, but this is a kach of Avram Avinu. So I'll be just from the Musa Shabbai is so Chazal are saying that Avram Avinu had this kach that once a person is if a person lives with their limitations and they say this is what I could do, this is what I can't do, this is the person I am, this is the place I am, and there's really, you know, this is all I can do. So okay, so then a person has their koyches and they can do it, and they, but But a person can always have she'ifas to do a lot more than their koiches. Chavos Lavavos says a person only knows what they can do because that's what they tried. If a person wants a real ratzon to do more, then a kosher gives siyata d'shmaya to do more. And that's the koich of a yid. Is the koich of a yid is to be shoyef, to do more, to not be limited in their she'ifas, not be limited in their abilities, and say I can do, I can accomplish, and then they get this yad d'shmaya to do that. And that was the koich of Avraham Avinu. He can go wherever he wants to go. He can be wherever he wants to be. And he can mashpia and all those things without that sakana because of the koyach of Avraham Avinu. So I thought it was appropriate for Ervin, for the entire. What's the name? Maybe it's something along these lines. Okay.